some people exist before they're allowed to be free.
The protests of the civil rights movement had their own soundtrack, sung by folk musicians, R&B stars, and the protesters themselves. Recently in Madison, singing protesters have been making themselves heard in the state capitol building, and that has Lake Effect essayist Avi Lank thinking.
Pity the poor workers in our state capitol. Almost every day at noon for months now, they have been subject to singing by folks upset with the policies of Governor Walker and the Republican-led legislature. Walker and lawmakers have offices in the building, as does the state Supreme Court. The singers have declined to get a permit for what they see as exercising their constitutional rights, and Capitol Police, led by a chief who just got a hefty raise, have begun to arrest them. The sight of singers, many older and with long hair, being hauled away in handcuffs has hit YouTube. This has delighted some and disgusted others, depending on their political feelings. Earlier this month, a video even circulated showing a Capitol policeman politely telling folks watching the Songfest from the balcony of the Capitol Rotunda that they, too, might be subject to arrest. Many were just curious and from out of state. State officials wisely backed down from that threat, I assume because they realized how weak and petty it looked. But the video led to an interesting thought, calling to mind the sage advice to keep one's friends close but one's enemies closer. If the governor wanted to exploit the situation for all it is worth, he should stop fighting the singers and instead embrace them as a wonderful manifestation of Wisconsin's culture. He should direct state officials to start promoting them as a tourist attraction. I wonder how long the Songfest would last if he did that.
Avram Lank was an award-winning reporter and columnist at the Milwaukee Sentinel and Journal Sentinel for more than 35 years. He lives in Whitefish Bay, and his freelance work has appeared in Milwaukee Magazine and Corporate Report Wisconsin, among other places. One last break, and then a Wisconsin nature writer has some advice for people seeking Wisconsin nature, animals in particular. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Was a loser, now will be later to win, for the times they are a change.